The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about adventures in orthodontics because so many kids end up needing braces and there's a lot to learn about the process, especially if you didn't go through it as a kid.
That's true. I did have braces as a teenager, so I thought I knew what would be involved, but a lot has changed over the years. One of the things that took me by surprise was when the orthodontist told me that both of my boys needed oral surgery as part of their treatment. I'm telling you, those two words, oral surgery, will strike fear in a mama's heart and her pocketbook.
Yikes, that is kind of scary because they actually had to be under anesthesia for the surgery, right? Why did they have to do that?
Well, one of the permanent teeth that was supposed to come straight down, like he took a wrong turn at Albuquerque or something, and it was stuck sideways, way up in the gum line. It was weird.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't going to come down on its own. So the oral surgeon went up into the gum and attached this tiny chain to it, and then the orthodontist puts pressure on the chain to guide the tooth into the right position.
Ugh. You said the boys bounced back pretty quickly after the surgery, right? It's not quite as bad as it sounds?
No, it's really not as bad as it sounds. My advice would be to just get recommendations on a great oral surgeon. The surgeon who worked on my boys is phenomenal, and the right doctor and nurses make all the difference.
Yeah, well, that's it for us today, but we'll be back tomorrow with more adventures in orthodontics. Until then, find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.